Tornado experience.
On the 13th of July 2006, I got an invite from someone, unfortunately I don't remember who it was, to join this social network. Now those days, social networks were this thing that was happening quite frequently. There were new ones being launched. Pretty much every 2 months there was something new you'd hear of. And I had, about a couple of years before that, I had realized the value of having your name on a network. So your brand name, so that it stays consistent across all platforms. And I was working on branding assignments for clients as well. And I used to tell them that if there is a network that you're on, you must have your brand name as much as possible. It was still not such a big deal because there really weren't those many social media networks out those days. But on this day, I received an invite for someone saying that, hey, I know you like exploring new networks and new apps online. And I was wondering if you would be interested in this new one that we have launched. And it was called TWTTR and they pronounced it as Twitter. So, 13th July 2006, 11 years ago, I signed up, of course. I was definitely looking at stuff saying, oh, what is this new thing? Maybe let me just put my name on it and see what happens, if I actually end up using it, etc. Well, in my case, at least I can say that the rest is history, because I have been on the platform since then, and I really, really enjoy Twitter. I don't work with Twitter. Unfortunately, I've not had a single, client vendor interaction with them. But it's just one of those platforms that I think any other platform, even if it goes away, I wouldn't mind. But I would be really sad if Twitter went away. I really immensely enjoy Twitter. I have learned a lot being on it. I have interacted with and met with some really interesting people thanks to Twitter. People that I otherwise would have had no access to. And I think that is the beauty of Twitter. Because, I've had tweet interactions with Tom Peters, who's a marketing guru, like internationally. I mean, he's responded to my tweets. It's even sending an email to someone who is, you would think, very senior. They might not have the time to respond. But if you can articulate something in, 140 characters and ask them something, and if they have an answer, then responding to a tweet is minimal engagement for them. It doesn't take so much time for them to actually respond to someone. And for someone like me who gets a response from Tom Peters, it's like, oh my God, did he actually respond to me? Like, not in a million years had I thought that I would ever be able to actually have a interaction with him. Like a personal interaction with him. I've read his books. He has inspired me to, look at marketing and things like that. I mean, I honestly don't even know how to kind of articulate it, but it's pretty freaking awesome. So that was, that's been one of the major things for me. I think the other reason why Twitter has been really helpful to me is, I think I've started communicating a little better because it forces you to be articulate in a very less number of words and sentences. I mean, you can barely manage one full sentence on Twitter. It allows you to, I think about what you're trying to say and then put it on Twitter and actually say it. I'm not saying that it's a substitute for, a blog post or a in-person conversation, but it's pretty cool the way that you have to think of something and you want to put a thought across and you're forced to think of putting it in like one tweet. I know a lot of you guys hate like tweet threads, those of you who are on Twitter, but I kind of like Twitter threads. I think it's nice to be able to have a platform where you can, put it out. And then once you have a chain of thought and you've thought about it and you've articulated it, then you can always go back to your blog and you can actually blog about it in more detail. So I enjoy Twitter threads quite a lot. So yeah, let me go back to when I signed up. I don't have that email anymore. I wish I did. And I think it might have been one of the initial founders of Twitter because it was a really small team in the beginning and it wasn't such a large brand that it is now, obviously. And from whatever research I've done, for sure. The first 140 people who signed up, I'm one of them. So that's like this weird thing. I hope Twitter doesn't change the character limit in the future because then that stat will not be so relevant. I also, from whatever I know, I am the first person from India who signed up. again, it's a cool data point. I don't think it's, there's nothing to be like proud of there, because it's not like I did anything. It was just a total chance encounter. I even signed up before Indians were based abroad. So like I was one of the first 140, like obviously there was, I don't think anyone in India even knew about Twitter in those days. And it's been fun. I really enjoy the platform. I can't believe that I've stayed on it for 11 years. I know a lot of people these days are like, "Arey, I'm on Instagram. Twitter, kyun join karna hai?" And honestly, I don't know what to tell you. You have to experience the platform yourself. You engage with people. You can follow some really smart people who are otherwise reticent and introverts. But they do come to Twitter and talk about, you know, things and insights. And I think I've become like a better human being because of Twitter. Because of the interactions that I've had and the other people who are on Twitter. So it informs you. You learn how to communicate better, how to, you know, be a better human being in general and see what the world over people are doing and contributing to each other. And, you know, I get to share my work. The first print that I sold, so I have a store where I sell canvas prints of my photographs. The first print that I sold was to someone who I kind of got in touch with on Twitter. They reached out to me on Twitter, they saw a print and they said that they wanted to buy it. So, I mean, although my store is there on Facebook and I mean, you can kind of access it through my website, but Twitter was the first place where I made a sale, because I think the kind of audience that is there on Twitter is the kind of audience that would appreciate printed art, even in India. It's, I mean, my pieces are not cheap, so I'm not expecting a sale a day. But the kind of audience that I have on Twitter who follow me and the kind of people that I interact with on Twitter, those are the people who I know would actually appreciate my art and buy it. And my second and third sales have also been from people who somehow got through to me via Twitter. So I think that's pretty kick-ass. I have, of course, gotten work also via Twitter, which is a no-brainer. I mean, if you're online and you're showcasing your portfolio and you have a website which showcases that work and, you know, people can go from your Twitter profile to your website, then there is a high chance of them thinking about you when next time, like in my case, they need a photographer. Just 2-3 days ago, I had a meeting with someone, like a total stranger. I've never met them, I've never spoken with them. They made a really cool tweet and someone on my network retweeted it and I further retweeted it and they followed me, and then I noticed that they had followed me. So then I went and checked their profile and I followed them. And 2 days later, I get a text, DM, Twitter DM from them saying that, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And they're like, "This is my number, can you give me a call?" And I was like, "Wait, who is this person?" So then I went and Googled them and I figured out who they were. And I sent them my number and we had a conversation. And yesterday I went and met them in person and showed them my work. And I might be doing a really, really cool photography project with them. So that's, I think, how Twitter works. I don't think, you know, a website or an email would be that prompt. I think on Twitter, it's like, oh, you know, you find a connection and you're like, okay, let's just DM them quickly and you can, you know, get through there. There has been lately a lot of talk about trolls on Twitter, I guess. But the thing is, you can figure out your own timeline. You can tailor it to the kind of people you want to follow. You don't have to follow people who are negative or who, if you're not interested in politics, maybe you don't want to, or maybe you are interested in politics, but you don't want it to be on Twitter. So you can unfollow those people. And you can curate a timeline where it's interesting and you enjoy going on Twitter and you learn stuff from there. It doesn't necessarily have to be, "Oh my God, someone said this to me, they're trying to troll me, negativity, blah, blah, etc." I guess the more popular you get, in, you know, more people know about you, then yeah, maybe. But again, if you get a verified profile from Twitter, then you can further kind of curate your timeline. For example, I have this thing turned on where I don't get notifications from people who don't have a verified email, don't have a verified phone, and have that, you know, what used to be the egg DP earlier. So the common display profile, they don't have their actual photo on it. So there is a way to turn on those notifications so that 99% of the stuff from, you know, someone who's just sitting behind the computer typing just because they can type anonymously, I don't get those notifications. So if you've been trying to reach me and you haven't verified your email and phone because of some privacy reasons that you have, please email me. I don't get your notifications. So yeah, I remember in 2006 when I joined, when I signed up on Twitter, it was, when I got on it, I remember scrolling through the very short timeline. It was green and yellow in color and it was called TWTTR. And they were all people who were in Palo Alto, which I'm sure they were all friends of the founding team, friends of the people who had created the platform. And people were talking about, oh, let's go grab coffee, let's go for lunch or something or the other, or so-and-so is doing this in the office. And it was a small group. And I was like, I can't go have coffee with anyone because I'm in Bombay and nobody from Bombay seems to be on Twitter. So for almost a good year and a half, I kind of totally forgot about it. I had an account, but I wasn't really using it. And then in 2008 in India, suddenly people started talking about, have you heard of Twitter? There's a cool community that has come up and it's really cool and this. And I was like, wait a second, I used to be on something called Twitter. And then I dug up my account, I signed back in, and I mean, I had my account. And 2008, I think it just completely blew up in India. And since then, I have been like super active on Twitter. There was one time in the middle where I considered quitting it because things were getting really negative. But then I figured out that that is also in my control, like I just said. And it's been a pretty amazing journey. I cannot believe on one platform 11 years, it's like pretty insane. And the most fun part is that Twitter itself launched in like March 2006 and I joined in July 2006. So when Twitter celebrates its birthday, a few months down the line, I celebrate my what is called the Twitterversary. And if you haven't explored Twitter, maybe check it out. I mean, there are a lot of times where I think it's like I'm talking to myself on Twitter, which is fine because it helps me articulate my thoughts. I honestly don't mind it. It helps me like, oh my God, that's what I was thinking, And you can go back to your old tweets and you can look at, it's like your portfolio, on my website, I look at my old work and I'm like, oh my God, what was that? So there have been times like that. I like being able to scroll way back and see what I was talking about 2 years ago. And I'm like, oh my God, I was such an idiot. So there's stuff like that. You can favorite your tweets again, but I hate what they did with the like button. Yeah, I used to like the favorite part earlier. Now the whole liking thing, people use it as like liking on Facebook. I think it's totally crap. But yeah, I mean, it's their network. They know what they're doing. And they have become a lot more responsive when it comes to, reporting abusive accounts and things like that. So it's pretty cool. I share my work on Twitter all the time. Whenever something gets posted on the blog, I share that on Twitter. I do get a lot of traffic from Twitter as well on the blog. So if you are looking to promote your blog and get more people to come and see it, I think Twitter is a nice platform. But the thing is, you have to really invest time on Twitter. It's not like you've just made a Twitter account and all you're talking about is, oh, I posted this. Well, not that. You have to kind of engage with the Twitter community, with people who are on Twitter. That is, I think, where you will gain the most in terms of getting value having a Twitter account. Platforms like Instagram, it's not really all that interactive. It's just you post something, if people comment, it's cool. Otherwise, what do you do? But on Twitter, you can do stuff like, it's very easy to retweet. It's very easy to share a story on Twitter without making it look like, Instagram needs to be this curated thing. And Twitter is more, a little more free-for-all kind of thing, which I think is nice. I know some people don't like that about Twitter, but I don't want everything to be so curated that you... So Twitter is where, you can see, like, who am I? I give out like maybe too much information. Apart from the favorite button, the other thing that I miss is the fail whale. I don't know if you guys remember it, if any of you were on Twitter some years ago. So it used to be like this big thing that, oh my God, Twitter is down. In a way, it's good because now Twitter is never down. And they used to have this page where a whale graphic used to load, and that was called the fail whale. So that if Twitter was down, that is what would show up on your page if you tried to load Twitter on the web. That doesn't happen anymore, which is kind of cool. Also, obviously, no more glitches. The network works fine. But it was kind of one of those things that I miss that. Like all nostalgia. 11 saal ho gaye, so naturally, kuch to matlab miss karenge. I think one of the things that I immensely like about Twitter, or would credit to my being on Twitter, is that I have finally learned how not to rise to bait. I think if you are on Twitter enough, you learn that there are people who will troll you, and how to deal with trolls is something that's not taught anywhere. even in real life, whenever we meet someone who's critical of our work or who's critical of us and passes negative remarks, etc., most of us don't really know how to deal with it, and we usually have an emotional response, which I don't think is the best way to deal with a troll, because I think a troll is someone who is looking for any kind of response. And I think being on Twitter, I have learned that, and I think that is being very, very helpful in life in general, real life as well as on Twitter and other social media platforms. And that was me being on Twitter for 11 years, and here's to another 11 years, and I don't know, maybe by next year I'll have something new to tell you guys about being on Twitter, and I really like enjoy the platform. If you still haven't given it a shot, give it a shot. I think there is immense value in that. Even if it is not for your blog's traffic, but you can follow people who share how they work, how they have been successful, how they have struggled and overcome obstacles without it getting, you know, preachy. There are people who really, I really love Twitter, okay? Thanks for listening. Bye.